was willing to become poor. I was shaking roaches out of my clothes before I put them on, Bishop. I was flying for the airlines, and I was on the jump seat one day and looked down at my purse, and a roach was coming out of my purse. And the girl next to me started laughing. And I kept hearing the Lord say, if you suffer for righteousness' sake, I'm gonna bless you. And right now, some of you all, you may look at me now, and I have...
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make some noise.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skylar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Jesus for his death and his gift.
didn't know resurrection. And then for sending the Spirit back to keep us until he come back and receive us unto himself. And I thank him for things well as they are, because it could be worse. And I pray God even now that our eyes shall be open through all the stuff that we are going through right now, how we're being tortured right now, how we're being ridiculed right now, how we're lying at the top right now, we're faking prophecy right now. I thank God for his mercy. This is only because of his mercy that we still exist. If he move his hand from us, like the scriptures say, time that has been, it won't be no more. But that's God. He's so merciful, y'all. I'm gracious to the Brotherhood Choir, to all of you that's present here today. It's a blessing to us. And once again, we're going to try to continue in trying to say something about the last judgment on this earth. Seven judgments of God. And at the last judgment, the angel going to jump up and say, time that has been won't be no more. And we got to prepare for that today. That when time ends, we'll be in the Lord's hand. It's all about him. Today we, Revelation 10, 1 through 11. And it reads as thus, giving all obedience to all the ministers of God, male, female, whatever. We thank God for you today, because you are the messengers that God has sent for. God ain't going to come no more and tell you nothing. Don't you ever believe that God going to come tell you something. It's already in the book. He said he changed not. So we got to take what's in the book and use it according to his glory and honor. It said 10th chapter, Revelation, saying, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it was the sun, and his feet as a pillar of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders utter, write them not. And the angel which I saw stood upon sea and upon earth, lift up his hands to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things that are therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no more. But in those days of the voice of the seven angels, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he have declared unto his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hands of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nation and tongue and kings. You may be seated. If you're what you say you are, this book. Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. And nobody in here got nothing to prove to me. Unto God, a good work. That you won't be ashamed before nobody, not just the Father, before nobody to tell what the word says. It's amazing. We bite our tongue because sometimes we see situations that shouldn't be there and we address the situations and then people in the church, get upset with you. If one and one is two, why can't I say it? Because I'm thinking my peers may not like it. But I've come to a crossroad. Whether you like it or not. God said it, I believe it. And I'm act on it in faith. If we don't, God ain't going to present you to the Father. Because you shamed on me. Before the brothers that I got down there with you, you shamed on up to me. You scared to say Jesus, hallelujah, in front of these brothers and sisters. And all I done for you, you can't say thank you, Jesus? Something wrong with that picture. Something wrong with it. My God, my God. And I look at the apostle, John, here. And I told you John's history was he with Jesus. I don't care how bad it got, he stayed with Jesus. When Jesus was on the cross, he was right there with him. Right there, telling him, look, take care of my mother. Behold my mother. John, take care of me. Please take care of my mother. Look at your son, mama. Hanging on the cross. For John, for you, mother, for all people. He hung there. He died. Gave up the ghost, went back to the Father. And when he went back to the Father, he sent back to the earth the Holy Spirit, who keeps us until he come back and receive us, even unto himself. See, just look at it. Then John said, I seen this angel that coming from heaven. Say he was clothed in a cloud. Good God, that's the glory of God, y'all. Just in case you didn't know, that's the God's glory, the cloud. God's glory. See, clothes in the glory of God. Come from heaven. Ain't nothing from heaven is bad, y'all. It don't get bad till it gets to the earth. That's where Satan, he's the author of this earth. He directs this earth. Heaven directs Christians. Whether we believe it or not, I listened to this morning in the Sunday School Review. That's a question about God. We choose people. And we choose them because we lack them. We don't choose them because they lack God. We choose them because we lack them and we want to see them in a position so we're going to kind of uphold them. Regardless of what they did, we're going to uphold them because we lack them and we want to see them be great. No, we got it backwards. You want to see God be great in your life. You want to be able to do the things that God said for you to do without hesitation. And John said, I seen this angel come down from heaven. See, he was dressed with a cloud, dressed up in a cloud. And said, a rainbow was up on his head. Good God Almighty. Rainbow, it's a promise, covenant promise. Say, look, I'm destroying y'all with water now, but the next time, won't be no water. It's going to be some fire next time. And fire liquidates everything that it come in cohesiveness with. And I promise you this. See, when I seen this angel, his face looked like the sun. Look at this good. His feet like a pillar of fire. That's 100% just like God. God presented his image 100% to the earth for the judgment. This is the judgment. You know, like some preachers want to be like Leo Daniel. Some want to be like Reverend Franklin. But I got a message for everybody. Be like yourself. God took 12 unlearned and ignorant men to the holiness of God and trained them. They turned the whole world upside down. Be like yourself. God's still with you. He ain't with you no more than he with nobody else. be with all of us. He said he's going to be with us always, even when? To the end of this world. And we need to understand that. So, see, he walked. Everywhere he put his foot, he burnt sin up. When God present himself before you, you got to watch. I hear some people say, they seen the Lord. Watch that. Watch how you use that. If you look on God and you ain't perfect, you dead. He come in a burning bush one day. He couldn't let it present itself as a man. He'd have killed his servant. And so he got in the bush. And he showed it where nobody couldn't doubt this. The bush just burnt, never burned up. Come on, y'all. God is everlasting. Whatever he do, going to be eternal. What? Saying he had in his hand. Watch this. This angel. A little book open. And he set his right foot on the sea and left foot on the earth. Good God Almighty. I'm ready now. This is my journey. I'm going to get everything in order now. Time, that's all y'all been spending. I've been had mercy on everybody. Ain't no special person. I've been having mercy on everybody. When Jesus come, he said he didn't find nobody right. Y'all hear me? He said, well, nobody on this earth right. Nobody. But he showed some mercy to us. And he's showing it even up to today, Dr. West. Mercy's being shown to us even right now. We don't do all God say do. Sometimes we lie in the church, ain't it? Yeah, y'all help us, please. Don't mean no harm to nobody. Even if you say I lie. But sometimes, maybe I lie. Maybe I'm talking about myself. Maybe I lied in the church. So I don't want you getting upset and angry. Maybe I lied in the church. But the moment I see when I lie, you can believe I believe God strong enough to repent from my lie on the spot. Because I don't want nothing held against me. When I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I don't want him to say, sir, now get away from me, you word working nick. I know you're not. I don't want to hear that. I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come up here that I'll make you rule over many things. This is what I want God to hear and say to me. So he went and he said, now watch what the word of God says. And he cried, this angel cried with a loud voice. As when it was a lion, as a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders was uttered. Now, I know we've got some brief, well-educated Bible scholars and some lay people that talk what they figure it should be, but it hadn't been given now for the seventh thunder to say. It hadn't been given now. See, the seven thunders talk among themselves. Now, to me, God did something in his fulfillment. He don't lie about himself that he didn't want us to know yet. And it's going to be brought to our understanding later, but we don't need to know that. Just when Jesus was there talking to the disciples, he told them one day, he said, Lord, I don't know when you come back. When you going to come back? He said, I ain't for you to know. Just be ready when I do come. So these seven thunders there, and his angels opened his arm, looked to heaven, cried out with a loud voice. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, now listen to what God said. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. See, John was writing as God has given it to him. Now, I was about to write, and I heard, what did he say? A voice from what heaven saying unto me, seal up these things which the seven thunders utter, and don't write them. There's a reason for God, and I ain't going to question him. I ain't questioning God. The reason for him to tell John, don't write that. I don't know what the reason was. Honest to God, I don't know what the reason was. But he said, don't write them what the seven thunders said. Don't write it. Why? I don't know. I'm just going by what the word said. Just what the word say right there. He told him, don't write that. Don't write it. And he said, and the angel, which I saw, standing on the sea and up on earth, he lifted his hand to heaven. And I watched it. He's giving honor to God, giving praise to God. He know the victory is in God. he looked to heaven for all his instruction. Watch this. And everything, the judgment come from heaven. See, if the Lord let the judgment come from earth, brother, we'll hate one another. You'll find faults in you and you and you. We'll be finding faults in each other instead of looking for the good benefits in each other. I don't need to know your bad part. When we have funeral service sometimes, some people get up and say, he used to be a scam. Well, all of us was a scam one time. The eulogy is the good part of life that you're supposed to say about a person. You don't go tell me when I was a crook. Don't worry about that. You might have been one too. But tell about the goodness since I come to Jesus Christ. Let the world know that God is able to clean me up. He can clean you up. That's what we got to tell God. We don't get in there and find faults in nobody. This the church. This the church where all faults are cast away. And we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things what pass away. Behold, all things now become new. I'm a new creature now. What I did yesterday, now this is what Jesus told me, my brother. He said, I cast that away, what you did yesterday. As far as the east, it's from the west. I throw it away. I ain't going to bring it up in this world, not a world to come. Sometimes we made a mistake in life, and we see somebody that's seen us. Ask Moses, didn't this happen? Seeing somebody that's seen us do what we did, and we be on tense and kneeling, scared they're going to bring it up to us. But God say, when I forgive you, it'll never be brought up no more. That's how the church supposed to be today, y'all. We preparing a day for this day that I'm talking about now. When the seventh judgment starts, time is over with. You ain't got no chance to repent or nothing. You got to be here on time. You got to be and do the things that God say for them to do. And this angel, I saw on the sea and on the earth, lifted voice to heaven and swear by him, the only true God, forever and ever, that's forever and ever, who created the heaven and all the things in heaven, created the earth and all the things in the earth, created the sea and all the things in the sea, and then therein and the things that therein and there should be what? Dr. White, this is a dangerous thing here, but it ain't today news, it's tomorrow news. It's all this time we're doing what we want. Then we, when Jesus come and say, Lord, that's a parable in the Bible too. Say, Lord, let me go bury my dad and my mama or whatever. Let me go and take care of the stocks now. Say, no, you had time to do it. You had enough time to do it. Now it's my time now. Mercy, step back now. Grace, step back now. Judgment, come forth now. And I'm going to judge you according to your work. Whether they be good or whether they be bad, you're going to be judged by. But time then come to a halt now. Time then come to a halt now. I can't help it. I gave you all a chance. Lord, can you just wait a minute? No. I went through 42 generations waiting on y'all to get right. I took you to the locusts. I sent the locusts to the earth. Looked the size of horses and had tails, heads on their tails and stinging. Had to sting you for 5 months and just stinging every day. And you couldn't die. You run to death and death take off running. You run to the mountain and the mountain start fleeing, skipping from you. Death ain't coming now. Now you got to get the judgment. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So time now is to repent from these ways. I know some people think they ain't never did no wrong. But if you just look at me and call me ugly, you was wrong. You was wrong then. So you need to repent from that. You call me a brother or Ab Christ. Then you right. If I don't like the clothes you got on, you wrong. If I think I'm better than you, I'm wrong. God said, I have no respect of person. Now, God is excellent. He's perfect. He don't do no wrong. When the stone come, y'all, I know I'm out of line now. When the stone come, I have never on this earth since I've been here told the storm to cease, and it did it. I had never met that yet. Maybe it's in, up in the future for me to do. A fire and no fire burning. But I stuck up there until the fire burned like this green wood. I hadn't did it yet. Maybe it's up ahead. Maybe it's up ahead to, for me to do. But I don't need to front and be phony. I need to be able to know if I can't do it, who I can call to do it. That's what I need to know, who I can call. If I got 600 pounds, I'm trying to pick it up, and life or death depends on me picking it up, and ain't nobody else around, I got to call. What y'all say, call Jesus, huh? Call Jesus. And guess what? Jesus don't have to leave heaven to come. Guess what he'll do? He'll send Dr. White. Get on one hand, get on the other, and let's go real. Pick it up. That's the way he works. He works in the midst of us, y'all. See, he's back in heaven. I know we say God did it, God did it. He did do it, but he did it before you was born. And all we got to do is walk by faith in what he said already and what he's already done. Just walk by faith in it. He ain't doing nothing now. If he do something now, he out of character, because everything he had to say is already written in the book. And the Bible said we're going to be judged by the things that's written in this book. Isn't that amazing? I ain't got to worry about all this foolishness. He said, I'm going to judge you by what's written in the book. And Romans said, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those that are walking in the Spirit of God. And those that are not walking in the Spirit of God, you're already condemned. So what I need to, if I'm already condemned, I see I'm already condemned, then I need to check myself. But in the days of the voice of the seven angels, watch this. When he shall begin to sound, the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished, as he have declared to his servants, the prophet, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, major prophet, and all Ezra and all the motherly prophets, he sent the same word that I'm talking about today, he sent that through them. People wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. But he still sent the word. Many times I be wanting to do things, and I think about it, I say, well, is this the will of God? Does God have anything to do with this? If I see it by scripture, God had nothing to do with it, that was on me, I leave it alone. Because I don't just do things. James, the brother of Jesus, said sometimes we ask things amiss. That means you don't believe it at first. Why you talk about it? If God's so good, you ought to show him. He ought to show him. How you know you're a Christian? Because it's the lifestyle you live. It's your lifestyle. That determines who you are. That's Christianity. The lifestyle. Everybody ought to want the lifestyle of Christ. Who wouldn't want to be like Jesus? There were some hungry people out there. Some hungry people. They was looking, and didn't have no food. Went to this lad, and he had two fish. Five loaves. You see, that ain't enough to feed these people. Jesus said, give it here. Just give it to me. When you got problems sometimes, all we do is give it to him, huh? Just give it to him. He gonna fix it. I don't know how he do it, but he fixes it. And when they picked up the scraps, they had 12, huh? 12 bags of fragments. Isn't that amazing? Two fish? Now I'm finna get mad. I'll hit you and run, Bradley. That ain't even enough for you, huh? But God stretched it out. Enough for everybody. That's amazing. And then the boys out there fishing one day, and I just believe in God, y'all. Out there fishing one day, they say, they ain't catch no fish. He say, well, I tell you what. Say, we've been out here all night, Jesus. What you talking about? Man, what's wrong with you? We've been here all night fishing, ain't caught nothing. He said, I tell you what, go out a little deeper, a little further. Cash in there. He got so many fish. They had to call all the boats that was round about there to come and help them to carry the fish back, the load on the ship. Jesus must have been looking in that water, huh? And he must have told them fish to come on, huh?
coming. I want to prove myself. Come see what I can do. But they had so many fish. How you get that many fish? If a man catch 100 fish, he's supernatural. But them thousands. Thousands of fish. Them brim, white Persian, them catfish. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. And he's telling us he's going to be that good for us, but we got to prepare now to eat at the welcome table. We got to sit down at the table and eat with the Lord. The second time. The first time they ate with the Lord, he had to send out and go back to the daddy. But this time we're going to eat. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. See, he went on to tell us something here. And the voice which I heard from the heaven spake unto me again. Talk to me again. See, God right here is talking to John. Now watch what he say. And said, go take the little book which is open in the hands of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Lord, how much? Watch this. If I tell somebody, go over there and get the book that you see in a man's hand over there and bring it here, what's wrong with your feet? Anything wrong with you? Go get it yourself. In this day and time, I'm talking about this day and time. So I'm just telling me that I got to humble myself a little bit more, right? Be more submissive to the will of God than my own personal will. I got to be a little more humble and look to God, the author and finisher of faith, for to help me in everything that I do. I need him to order my footsteps. So he said here, my God, go get that book out of the angel's hand. It's open. I'm telling the angel, they're standing on the sea and on land. Go get it. Now watch this. Watch the obedience of God. And he said, I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. Watch this now. See, these heavenly creatures now. Watch how we touch and agree with the same mind, same will, same spirit. He went to him and said, look, I need you. Give me that book, please. Now watch this. And he said unto me, this is what the angel said to me. Take it. Eat it up. Now, I want to stop there for a second. Eat it up. Man, is you crazy? I ain't eating that paper. Ain't got no nourishment in no paper. But when God touch anything, Lord, help me. Got everything you need in it. Everything you need is in what God, anything he got something to do with, everything you need is in it. And it shall, ooh, Lord, make thy belly what? Well, I ain't going to eat it then. This is what we normally would say. Well, I ain't going to eat it. Make my belly bitter and uncomfortable and everything. I ain't eating that. Watch this, though. Watch what God does to us. And I'm going to show you a saying you need to always understand. He said, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Watch this. When God tell me to sit down and study the word of God, and I digest the word of God, I put the word of God in my inward being, and then what he do, just me knowing all the word, I can know every word in this Bible, and don't go take it to nobody else. It's going to have me bitter. It's going to have me upset. It's going to have me sickly. It's going to have me disobedient, because I know it. I know the word. He done gave me the word. And ain't nobody in here, and I'm getting a little low now. There's nobody in this place eat a whole week and don't have to go to the bathroom. That make good sense? If you do, you need to go see a doctor quick. What are you saying, Smith? I'm getting the revelation of the eating the book. And you're going to see it in the next verse. You're going to see it how I say it then. Just go eat the book. Eat it up. It's going to be sweet in your mouth, but in your belly it's going to be hard. Sometimes it's hard to preach because you look over your audience and you see people that you know totally against you. Totally don't like you. Totally don't want to hear you. You look out there and you got to bring the word. You can't be ashamed to not bring the word forth. He gave you the word to bring forth. You can't be ashamed to tell it like it is. Nine's on you. You're sweating. Sweat all pouring off you because you don't want to hurt his feeling or hurt her feeling. So you're up there. God got you up there for a reason to tell the truth, and you got to ward it down. Good God Almighty Jesus. You got to ward it down. You ain't doing what God told you. This angel and John ain't changed not one word. Everything he said do, they did it. Sometimes our blessing don't come because we water too much stuff down. We water down too much. Tell it like it is. And leave the rest to God. Paul made it clear, say, Apollos nobody, Paul nobody. Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. It's God going to increase it anyway. Still won't. Stop worrying about him. I might get mad with you because you ain't even seen me yesterday. And I did something, and you were preaching, and it condemned me. And I'm mad with you now. That happened to me in life one time. I said, who told you about? I ain't seen you. God reveals himself everywhere, all time. He don't tell nobody in the audience but preachers that you messed up. He tell you messed up. He don't need to go through no other party. He tell you messed up. And you the first one to know you messed up. He said, I'm not going to write it on tables of stone no more, but write it in your heart that nobody have to ever come to you and tell you nothing because the Holy Spirit is going to reveal it to you. Under the old covenant now, y'all help me. Under the old covenant, somebody had to come to you and say you broke code so-and-so and law so-and-so, and they had to come and explain it to you. Then the punishment, this was that. There was no grace in there, no mercy on there under the law. But when Jesus came, he said, forgive them. Forgive them. They do you bad, pray for them. They're against you, love them more. Talk about you, pray for them. Hug them. Tell them how great they are. That's going to heat coals of fire up on the head. Now, preacher, what you talking about coals of fire? It's going to be so hot, the Spirit going to heat you up so much. Until you go, without them saying a word about what happened, that fire going to burn you alive. Until you come and repent. Then he'll cool you off. God help us. So he went on to say, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand. I watched it. I ate it. Oh. Is that in your Bible? I ate it up. Now watch what it says. It was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And as soon as I ate it, my belly was bitter. John 3:16. Anybody here know that? For God what? So loved the world that he did what? That whosoever shall not what? But have. Paul said, Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you stand on the book, stand in the book, stand through the book, God's going to take care of you. Keep this in mind. Jesus' earthly brother and spiritual brother, Jude, said there were some people in the church creeping in, unaware. If some people come to church and act religious, they ain't got nothing but the devil in them. Y'all hear me? You can get on me if you want. It don't matter. Some of them will come and tell you all kind of stuff what you want to hear. can't do nothing. Because I heard the Lord say, after the locusts came and started beating and biting and stinging people, and they was calling and crying, and they said, no, don't worry about it. I got to sting them with this locust, with tail, got heads on their tail with the stinger. I'm going to sting them for 5 months. I'm going to sting them for 5 months. Nobody can stop them. 5 months I'm going to sting them. They ain't going to die. I'm just going to sting them. Don't wish to die. Jump in that Atlantic Ocean trying to drown. The water going to move. That's what the scripture says. But he talked about the land and mountain. I'm going to go into the midst of the mountain and go into the rocks, tell the rocks to fall on me. They're going to run from me. When the rod represents God that stretched across the Red Sea, now y'all hear me now, that water been there since Jesus said, let there be water. Ever since he said that, it been water. It ain't never dried up. But when God told Moses, tell Aaron to stretch that thing out, he stretched it out. In east wind, Habakkuk said, Jesus come from east. God blew on the water. When he opened the water, it had walls on both sides. But when they walked across the Red Sea, this is amazing, Maxine. When he walked across the Red Sea, the Bible say, and we almost do because I'm messy. The Bible say they walk across on dry land. And Sister Bell, when they got over the other side, other river, God told Moses, tell them women, get some wash pants. Wash them men's feet. Can I call y'all to wash my feet today? Hallelujah. But let us go and close this out. And he said here, and he said he took that, and it bothered him, and he had to do what God said. He couldn't go his way no more. It ain't his way. It's Jesus' way or no way. You can't get to the Father unless the Son, by the Son. You can't get to the Son unless the Father draw you. So they're in harmony together. They're in together. They're on one accord, one mind, one spirit, all that. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy, watch this, before many people. Now he filled him up with the word. See, I can't let that word stay in you. I'm full. I got to go out and share that word. I can't sleep at night now. That word in me, and I know it, the people need it. Jonah had the word in him. And God told him, go take it to the Ninevites. He didn't want to go. Let me show you something what God will do for you. He didn't want to go. So Jonah got on a ship that wasn't going his way. And he around and got troubling on the boat. Water started beating the boat, about to tear the boat or about to sink the boat. And they took a little boat on and said, we're going to throw you overboard because you giving us trouble. We ain't had no trouble till you got on the boat, huh? So this all happened. Whoop, threw him over there. See, when God send you to do something, if you don't go do it, he going to handle you. He going to handle you. If you don't do what he tell you to do, he going to handle you. And when they threw Jonah over the board, they see a great fish. A lot of times, I grew up, they saying it's a whale. But a great fish, that means big, gigantic, swallowed him up. Now, watch this. Man, it's amazing. This fish swallowed Jonah. He's just swimming. I don't know where he went in the water. But he got sick, Dr. White. And he had to go in. Can I use it? Natural words, y'all. Y'all ain't dinner. That's why I'm asking. He said he vomited him up, spit him up on the land of Nineveh. Isn't that amazing? How you going to run from God? How you going to run from God? If he send you somewhere, he say, I'm going to be with you, so just go do what I tell you. Then to show you how God is, he's merciful and compassionate. He got over there and all that hot sun was over him. He built a little cabin for him, didn't he? Had a plant to make him a little shed. That's amazing, y'all. That's telling me that just go on about your business and God gonna fix it. If he say he gonna fix it, when you get there, it'll be fixed. And he said, go prophesy. Now, you full of the word. Go prophesy now. You go prophesy. You don't need to know what the seven spirits say. Go prophesy now before many people and nation and tongue and king. That last one we got in trouble, we gets in trouble with that and king. Do you know today, how many ministers of the gospel you know today will go to Washington, D.C.? You know they're out of order according to this book here. Think about it now. The Bible tells us the people got to come to us. We don't go to them. How many people, ministers, all over the world got some famous, I am nobody me, according to the standard of preachers that's on this earth. They scared to go to Washington and say, look, we need to straighten this out, y'all. Y'all represent the people, not yourself. Let's straighten this out and be fair with everybody. God said he has no respect to person. Why should we have respect to person? They ain't going to go up there. Think about it. Can I read it again? Last verse. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy. Watch this. I'm not going to lie in God's house. Thou must prophesy again after all this mess going on. Before who? Many people. Now watch what it says. And nations. They got a battle going on. They criticizing a man for the battle. Been there the last 20 years fighting. Now they criticize one man for the... Okay, let's go here. Some of y'all say he need to sit down. Maybe I do. And tongue, that means every language, every nation, every belief on the face of God's earth. You got to go take this gospel to them. Was it a smart people? Or was it illiterate? Whatever. Go take this to them. I don't care how rich they get, they need the word. If I'm a trillionaire, double trillionaire, I need the word. I got the money. But guess what? There's a day coming when I can't spend it. And I can't pay God to get me in, huh? You mean tell me I can't give God a little extra change on the side? You mean tell my work don't have to speak for me at that hour? Lord help us. And tongue and finance and kings, our high ups, that people in position and power, they got to start drawing nigh unto God. And this is what he said, and I draw nigh unto you. That's what we got to do as leaders on this earth. In America, out of America, everywhere you go, we got to start drawing nigh to God. And when we do that, God help us. God want to show out right now. Right now, he want to use you. Use us. Show out. He wants you to be strong in the faith, in this power of his might. Tell the world, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And when I was nobody, he took me from nothing and made me somebody. And Lord, I'm thankful for what you've done for me and what you're still doing for me. I'm happy now. I used to be crying with my head down. And now, Lord, I can lift my head up and thank you and give you praise. Maybe somebody waiting on that now, right now. Somebody waiting on that to be lifted up. Come now.
There was a family on their way down south. They had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. A storm came. The lightning started flashing. young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and a white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his rounds." Somebody say, "Yes, here." Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room, and the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Child, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady and she said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white lady looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the closet." Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this. "Come on. She made her way back to the living room, and everybody was just there singing and praising the Lord. The children had gotten happy. The white lady had gotten happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Daughter ran to the door and said, "Who is it?" The man that was standing at the door said, "Listen, little girl, I'm the doctor, if you don't mind. I was just getting these bars, and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in?" He walked in that room. He walked in that room, and Mama didn't say anything. Everybody else was happy. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is God. I said, "Y'all in my room." Oh, I Jesus is my God, and He writes down all my scripture. He gives me all my medicine in my room.
Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you know him to be a doctor, say yes.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come to. Thank you.